Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Lowry. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Lewis moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Lewis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Spangler goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Larry moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Klaus reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Larry scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Bateman moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bateman scores. Lillis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool moves to third. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-0 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Larry Dierker now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros too. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry juggles the ball. That's an error on Larry. Wynn moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker bunts in front of the plate. Cannizzaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Lillis scores. Morgan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Mets, 5, Astros, 5. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Cannizzaro and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Carl Willie now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 6-5, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bateman. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Carl Willie. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Lewis reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Cowan goes all the way around to score. Lewis moves to third. It's 7-6, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 8-6, Mets. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christopher moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Jim Owens now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Christopher scores. Cranepool moves to third. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Galen Cisco now pitching. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Jim Owens. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Gaines reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Gaines moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Gaines scores. Morgan moves to third. Spangler moves to second. It's 9-7, Mets. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Morgan scores. Spangler moves to third. Wynn moves to second. It's 9-8, Mets. Al Jackson now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Wynn scores. Bond moves to second. It's 10-9, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canizaro strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 9. The Astros will come to bat. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 9. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Bond reaches third base with a triple. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 11-9, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bond tags and scores. 1 out. It's 12-9, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 12, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 4 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 12, and New York Mets, 9. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.